And like always, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to 827 with Toby Awande. Episode 2, 1% Better Every Day. So it's been about 3 to 4 weeks since I had last recorded almost anything. Like, I'll be quick to do a voice memo, you know, just to keep my thoughts, but I haven't, like, life in college really, that thing grabbed me by the neck and said, yeah, I'ma show you what you got time for and what you don't, even if you love it or not. So with that, I'm very excited that I found, not even found, I made the time to sit down and make a new episode. It's because, like, this is really something I'm passionate about, and, you know, basically, as an adult, I've realized that you're not gonna have the time for everything you want to do. You literally have to make the time. And not even as an adult, just as a person in general. But growing up really taught me that, and time management is something I struggle with, not gonna lie. So, you know, we getting better a little bit every day. And that leads into today's topic of 1% better every day and how much that adds up. And it could go either way, 1% better or 1% worse every day, because either way, it's going to add up. And I actually take it back, like, not take it back as in it's not my topic. I take it back as in I'm not going to just be talking about that today, because in those 3 to 4 weeks, I've had so much inspiration and so much just time to really think. One thing about my mind, it's always on go. Like, it's a blessing and a curse, because sometimes I wish I could just shut it off, but other times I'm like, thank God for this creativity, and like, I actually, you know, have the ability to think, because it's something that you learn to love. You know, growing up, I just wish I was a fucking dummy sometimes. Oh, I'm not supposed to be cursing. Excuse my language. I did not mean to curse. I really try not to curse on this platform, because it's like, you know, it's not professional. And even though, like, I'm, you know, sometimes I'll be letting it slip here and there. That's my true form. But, you know, we gotta keep it professional. But today, we're gonna be jumping from topic to topic. So, I don't know, find a drink, get a snack, get comfortable, because we're not gonna be here for a while, but it's gonna get deep a little bit. I was listening to this book. I have to remember the name. Atomic Habits by James Clear. And that's kind of where most of my inspiration came from that's where most of my inspiration came from, is this book. And I really recommend it. Like, I didn't, like, read it. I listened to the audiobook. It's about 5 hours, but that's beyond the point. Atomic Habits by James Clear speaks on an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. Tiny changes, remarkable results. And that's what really draw me in, the tiny changes, remarkable results. Because when we want to change something, and like within ourselves, I feel like we just go to the most drastic option, but we don't build up to it. And I feel like that's the hidden secret that I just found out about. And it really does make sense, because in order to reach level 50, you can't just jump to level 50. Like, it's like an elevator. You don't go straight to level 50. You gotta go through 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. So that's how it is with your goals. You want to reach this major goal? Okay, start here. Let's start with the little things, because if you could get these little things, the fundamentals, down packed, you have no issue with moving up. And if you do that every day, sooner or later, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, I'm not saying it's going to be quick, but sooner or later, you're going to reach that goal. And that's what the book really explained. And I'm not going to lie, before I read the book, I was one of those people that I wanted to do something, I'm straight to level 50, like, why is it not happening right away? I didn't really buckle down and think of, okay, let me start here and it'll build me up to that. I did not think like that because I'm very impatient, and that's something I'm trying to work on. Thank God it's getting better. But if I'm being for real, I'm the type of person, if I want something and it happen now or tomorrow, like, I can't wait. So that's another reason why I picked this book, because when you're trying to break habits, it's easy to just be like, I'm gonna do this one time and it's gonna stick. And then you see yourself next week doing the same old thing you used to do. Where did that habit go? And it's because you went straight into doing it and you're not thinking of all the little things that help build that habit. Like, you know when they say start by making your bed and, like, in the morning, make sure that's the first thing you do, and then your day will go on, like, a little smoother. I'm not gonna lie, I was one of those people, I'm like, making my bed is not gonna cause all that to happen. But I started making my bed every day, and, you know, it feels a little nice, like, not nice, but it does set a tone. That's the thing. Once you're in the mood for things, it's a little easier to go through with it. And that's what I've realized. It really starts with your mental. Like, your actions start with your mentality. And I think that's why disciplined people, I find, like, very attractive. And I find, like, very, what is it called? Not intriguing. Inspiring, I guess. Inspiring, I feel like I use that word so much, but that's really like the best word. They're very admirable. That's what it is. People with discipline are very admirable, because I've learned, like, especially with going through college, being a grown-up is just basically, like, most of the time, 9 times out of 10, doing things you really don't want to do, but you know it's going to benefit you, so you're going to do it either way, whether you want to do it or not. And people who are disciplined have that specific attribute, and it just comes so easy. Well, I don't want to say it comes easy to them, because, you know, there's probably stuff that they worked on I just don't see, but I see what they're trying to get out of it, which is the disciplined mindset that they have. And that is so, like, I feel like it's such a valuable thing to have, because once you have, like I said, discipline starts with your mindset. Once you have that mindset, I really feel like you could conquer anything. Because when people say you can do anything in this world, you really can. Like, you really can. Who's stopping you? Unless it's like you're black and you want to be white. I don't know about all that. But if it's anything else, for real, you could do whatever you want. And it just starts with you. Like, I don't want to sound cliche, but it literally, you cannot go too far with a mindset that's not gonna let you work hard and keep your eye on the prize, for real. Because, like I said earlier, like, it's easier to say you want to start a habit or break one, and then it's easy to do it for 1, 2, maybe 3 days, and then if you don't have the mindset of why you're doing it and the discipline of knowing you have to keep this routine for the bigger picture, you're not gonna get far with it. And then you're just gonna fall back into your old ways, and it's just like a never-ending cycle. And I've definitely done that cycle before, and it's so annoying and tiring, because it's like, most of the time you really know you could do it. Like, you know your potential, and you just, like, if you really put, oh my god, if you really put your all into one thing, like, and know all your potential, all that, fuck all the, sorry for my language, gosh, forget all the doubt, self-doubt, all that. If you really buckle down and put your energy and stuff, you know how much stuff you could get done. You know how far you could go. Like, if you really believe in yourself, forget other people not believing. Like, that don't matter. It's just you and your goal in this world. Think of it like that. You really know how much you could get done, how far you could go, for real. And that should be the push right there. Because I know I'd be forgetting. I'm just like, imagine you put your all into everything. It's dangerous. Dangerous. With all that being said, I really recommend that book. Like, I don't want to turn this into a book review, but I really think if you're a person like me, and anything that could better you more than the physical, like, level, anything that could benefit like your spirit or your soul or your mind, whatever you want to call it, that would be a good book. And also getting better. Like, we all want to be the best version of ourselves. That don't just start by putting on a new wig or getting your nails done. That's why when people be like doing self-care days, wait, okay, I'm not trying to comfort nobody, but when people be like, oh, they doing self-care days, like getting themselves together, like the new them, and they get a new outfit, girl, it ain't, you gonna be the new you for about a good week, and then it ain't gonna do much. Like, you gotta go deeper than surface level. So if you're one of those people, you should really read that book. Growing up, I've learned that it's really just you. And that's the scary part. Like, I know we all have our families, our loved ones, our friends, like our little tribe. But it's really just you sometimes. And I think that's what college really exposed to me. I don't have, like, I'm a very social person, but compared to the friends I have back home and the friends here, you know, there's a divide, and it's understandable. Like, I am still semi-new to this campus. It's been like a year. So it's really just been me and me to talk to. And with that, you know, you're left with a lot of things to think or to overthink, you know, ideas you thought of before, and now you have way more time, or ideas you just never thought of, and it's now like, oh, what do I do? And then on top of that, add growing up and being in nursing school. It's a lot on your mental, as you can see. And by the grace of God, like, I'm holding up pretty well, but I still have to, you know, learn and grow as a person. I can't just be stagnant and going through the motions. And that's my number one, not flaw, but my number one pet peeve. I hate when I feel like I'm just going through the motions. Because I'm going through the motions, but that doesn't mean I'm getting better. I'm just going through it. I'm just going through it. Like, so every day I try to live it with intention. Try to learn something new every day. I try to be 1% better every day. I try to show up as my best person every day. Because I know for sure when I actually get, like, you know, older. I keep on saying older, but like, I'm 19. I'm pretty old, I think. But then I have people telling me, oh, you ain't touched nothing yet in life. It's like, oh, I guess. But my future self, I see myself as a certain woman, and right now that woman's in arm's reach, so I'm very proud of myself. But also, that's a pretty long arm, because I know I have so much more going to do. But I'm saying this because that woman I want to be, you have to, heard the saying before, you have to show up as the woman you want to be every day, and then one day you're gonna realize you're just that girl. You just some way happen to be her. You just gotta, it's like fake it till you make it, you know. There are some days we wake up, we don't want to do nothing, we don't want to move, we don't want to get out of bed, we don't want to do anything. So another thing I learned, I'm trying to not perfect, but you know, master in a way, is balance. Because with everything, there's a balance. You do too much of something, it's not good. You do too little of something, it's not good. You have to find the balance. So finding the balance between showing up with attention every day, but also learning when to, you know, relax and back down and say, okay, it's time to not do anything because you don't want to reach burnout. It's very hard because, you know, sometimes you just have all that energy and you're like, I'm on go, go, go. Like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. I have all the motivation. And then you're like that for like maybe a month. And then the next month you're burnt out because you put all your motivation in that 1 month. Like, you gotta learn the balance of when to go and when to relax. Because there's no success without rest. And I'm a very big advocate on that, because If you're not resting, then it's more like slavery than success. Like, come on now.
Burnout can be one of the most frustrating feelings you could ever feel, because it comes from you working so hard on something you're so passionate about, something you love so much, something you really put all your time and effort in, and you come to a point where you've done so much of that, you're just done. You're done with it. And it's very frustrating because it feels like you did all that work for no reason. You know, you would think the more you do something, the more you would like it. But, you know, it's always, too much of something isn't good, too little of something isn't good. Like, you have to find the right amount of balance. I'm speaking from personal experience. When I experience burnout, it's so frustrating because it's after a period of times where I'm really doing the things I love, working hard. And the book has been helping me, and other things that I've been doing to practice mindfulness. I've been trying to learn how to spot the signs of me about to burn out, basically preventing it, because, you know, prevention is better than cure. Like, it's so frustrating. I feel like I keep on repeating myself, but it's really one of the most annoyingest feelings ever. Like, to be honest, finding the prevention aspect of it is so hard, because, like, when you like something and you're good at something and you're really passionate about it and you want to work hard for it, you want to keep on doing it. Like, you just want to stay up. You want to lose sleep over it. So it's really hard to, you know, tell yourself when to calm down. Because I also have the I don't want to burn out mindset, but I also have that go and grind, go up and get it, like, you'll sleep when you're dead mindset. So if you're like me, I know, like, being a hard worker, it's hard to shut it off, even if you know if it's for the benefit of you. And it's like, you don't know what to do, because you don't want to experience burnout, but you want to keep on doing your shit, and you want to stay on top of it. Excuse my language. Like, I'm not perfect, but at least I'm trying. Like, not trying to be perfect, but just trying in general. And I feel like that's what's important. As long as I'm trying not to go too hard, okay. That's what really matters. And that's what this 1% better every day topic talks about. You take one step into becoming closer to your goal, or becoming the person that you want, or getting that car, whatever goal you have set for yourself. If you do one thing a day to get you closer to it, I promise you, with consistency and effort, you'll end up there. No doubt. Not only will you end up there, as you do it, you're making yourself feel good and you're motivating yourself. And you're also not experiencing burnout because you're not doing a million things at once. Because it's a process, and that's another thing I know I tend to forget. I think, like I said earlier, we do stuff and we want stuff and we want it to happen. We want the outcome to happen right away, but if it's life, it's not going to be like that. It's a process. And I say you're more likely to motivate yourself if you take one step a day, 1% better every day, because you do that one thing a day, you're going to start seeing how easy it is. Then you're going to want to do it twice a day. And now you're going to see how easy that is. And then every day you add something a little more, that'll get you to your goal a little quicker. And now that it's easy, you're going to do it more. And I'm so happy that book exposed that little hint of knowledge to me, because I would never see it like that. You know, usually when people say, oh, it just takes one step, I'm just like, yeah, whatever, that's what everyone says. Like, obviously it takes one step, you gotta do it. But that was me kind of being ignorant and just, you know, not wanting to listening to the whole aspect of things. But reading this book, I had no choice but to read it. I mean, I had no choice but to experience that, because I was reading the book. And when he explained it to me, I'm like, that's a different view. And that's a way better view, because my view was stubborn. I am stubborn sometimes, where I'm just like, yeah, whatever, this makes no sense. So I'm really grateful that I read that book. I just hope this book was something that impacted you guys as much as it impacted me with what I shared with you guys. Because it's really the simple things that help you the most. And to me, this book is one of those things for sure. It was such a simple read, but it was filled with so many, it's like, with simple things, we tend to overthink them and be like, if it takes that little of work, is it really gonna help me in any way? So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Give that book a read. Once again, it's Atomic Habits. I forgot the author, but it's definitely something I needed to share with other than the four walls in my dorm. I appreciate you guys for listening to me, and you can go on my Instagram at 827, that's the number 820 with two sevens, and leave any comments, feelings, ideas, thoughts, anything that you have on this episode or something you would like to hear in my next episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Stay blessed.